Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I wear my sunglasses at night.
No, I don't, because I've lost my sunglasses again.
Oh, John.
A couple years ago, Tammy was the reason that my sunglasses got stolen while filming a commercial.
Okay. I am not the reason your sunglasses were stolen. The thief is the reason
sunglasses were stolen. You took it upon yourself to take them off. I had them tucked into my shirt.
Mm-hmm.
You took them off. You put them down because you felt they didn't fit in the video that we were filming.
We were filming a video. I took both of our sunglasses and set them on the table. Then along comes a thief and stole yours. And that's on them,
not me. And why were they on the table?
Because I took them off for our video shoot. I was doing my job.
And again, who took them off?
Oh.
So, again, my point is proven. Clearly, I'm always saying that to anger Tammy. It dawned on me over the weekend when I lost another pair of sunglasses that I don't deserve nice things.
Oh, John.
After you got my sunglasses stolen, I bought a new pair of them. And then I was dopey enough to go paddleboarding with them on.
Mm-hmm.
Fell off the paddleboard.
Yep.
Guess what happened?
Yeah, they're gone. Bye-bye. In the ocean. Some shark is wearing them somewhere now.
Some really
looking
cool.
Looking pretty good, too.
Looking cool, shark. The pair I got to replace those over the weekend, I was in Arizona. I don't know where they are. They're gone.
John.
They are gonzo. The last time I had them was I went out to dinner with my girlfriend Sam and my cousins who all live in Arizona. We had a wonderful dinner. Incidentally, we had a wonderful dinner right outside the Padres spring training facility in Peoria.
Nice.
Beautiful. I'd never been there before. It's just gorgeous. Anyway, I woke up the next morning. It was 135,000 degrees.
Yes.
So I decided to take advantage of the early morning swim at Sam's mom's pool.
Yeah.
Went for my glasses. Gone. Nowhere to be found. I have no idea where they are. I went everywhere. I retraced everything.
Yep.
The cars I drove in. The restaurant I ate in. I even called the facility where Sam's Grandpa Lou lives.
They had
bigger priorities.
Yes, than to look for my sunglasses.
To look for my... So the moral of the story is I don't deserve nice things.
Well, there's two options you can do because my husband is notorious for misplacing things, forgetting things. So what he started doing is he went and got the cord that attaches to, you know, the arms of your glasses so that it's always on his neck so he doesn't lose it. The other option is several years ago, a friend of ours brought him a gift when she was down in PB. She found this really cool man bag. And at first, when he first got it, he was like, I don't know if I'm going to use it. Now, that's what he uses all the time. I know. It might not be a look you're looking for, but if you want to keep the nice sunglasses, that may have to be the way to go, John.
I don't want to carry a man bag.
A man purse. You actually going to wear that? It's where I keep all my things. Get a lot of compliments on this. Plus, it's not a man purse. It's called a satchel. Indiana Jones wears one.
And as far as, and no disrespect is intended to your husband, who I love.
Mm-hmm.
The clips on the glasses, I look like an old librarian. I don't want to do that. I mean, but he's got sunglasses.
Yes, he does.
And he probably hasn't lost them.
No, he has not.
And I've lost like five pair in the last 5 years. And these aren't inexpensive. I'm a dope when it comes to sunglasses.
There's
I don't deserve
answer.
Nice things.
Okay.
And if I had the man bag, I'd probably lose that too. So here I am again with yet another pair of sunglasses, and the bets are on right now how long these will last, where I will lose. I can say whatever I want to say. The moral of the story is this. I don't deserve nice things.
Oh, John.
The end. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.